The latest numbers on the racial breakdown of students attending Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools show slight increases and decreases overall, but no major shifts at individual schools. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Race was not a factor considered when CMS officials developed the student assignment plan to make schools more diverse. By federal law, they can't do it. Instead, the economic status of students was the main driving force. Still, some racial shifts were expected since schools with mainly low-income students usually have mostly students of color, and high-income schools have majority white enrollments. This year's CMS diversity report shows that even with the dozens of boundary changes to make schools more economically diverse, little changed in terms of the racial makeup of the schools. School board member Elise Dashew.
Was not expecting the boundary changes were going to cause dramatic changes. And yeah, that is what these numbers are showing. The school pairing did show some significant changes.
Dashew is referring to the pairing of Billingsville and Cotswold Elementary Schools, Nathaniel Alexander and Moorhead STEM, and Dilworth and Sedgeville Elementary Schools. In the case of Billingsville and Cotswold, Hispanic enrollment was up by 20 students at Billingsville, down by almost 40 at Cotswold. Cotswold had about 12 fewer African-American students, Billingsville nearly 50 fewer. The biggest difference was in white student enrollment. Cotswold went from 427 white students to 205, and Billingsville from 6 white students to 161. Another big change occurred at Sedgeville, a predominantly black school last year. It now has a majority white enrollment. School officials say their efforts to make schools more diverse is a complicated and evolving process. Again, Elise Dashew.
It is an agonizingly slow process. So for the many people in our community that are looking for change, it's a frustratingly slow pace, and I feel that frustration.
In terms of the overall racial makeup, the percentage of African American and white students went down slightly. Blacks make up 37.5% of CMS students and whites 27.6%. Hispanics went up to nearly 25%, while Asians stayed about the same at 6.9%. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.